Well, good morning, everybody. You remember the joke about the priest who was having a bit of a paint project done, and the painter was only using two coats instead of three. And the priest comes down and he says, "Man, what are you doing? Like, I can tell it's pretty thin." And he goes, "I'm so sorry, Father. I'm just trying to save a buck, you know? I apologize. What can I do to make it up?" And the priest says, "Repent and thin no more." Anyway, we have a bit of some paint projects going on, which I will write about next week. But anyway, I was just thinking about that joke. Today, my friends, we celebrate the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We have a lot of wonderful readings, as we always do. And allow me, if you would, just one thought per reading. Our first reading comes from the book of Zechariah. And Zechariah, without really probably even knowing it, was predicting, forecasting the Savior, Jesus. And he says that this Savior is going to come to a fallen world and proclaim peace. We heard about in our opening prayer at Mass that word, the phrase fallen world was used. And Zechariah was saying, folks, things may seem a little bad right now, but the Savior's coming, and he will redeem this, he will save us from it. So have peace in that, and he will bring peace. Well, Jesus becomes the ultimate King of peace. But my point of this reading is this: do you and I not believe that at every Holy Mass, we have the honor and the joy and the incredible gift of receiving the most holy body and blood of our Lord, such that you and I, in some ways, become Jesus, because his flesh is mixed with our own, in such a way that we're supposed to be what Zechariah is forecasting. We're supposed to be people who come to the fallen places of the world and say, "Here's peace. Here is God." In the middle of the fight in the house, we come in and we say, "Here is God, you know, here is peace." And we are meant to incarnate that peace, to incarnate love, and all of those sorts of wonderful things. And wherever we see fallenness, and I don't know if you know, but you can find it almost anywhere, we bring the solution, which is Jesus. Jesus is the solution that Zechariah the prophet, long before Jesus came around, was talking about. And so, my dear friends, let us pray that we can be that. We can be agents of peace. And it's interesting, in Zechariah's prophecy here, he says that Jesus is going to come on a donkey with bringing. Well, remember when he came and did that in right before Holy Week? And we, on Palm Sunday, we reenact it every year. And how Jesus comes and he says to his disciples, "Go to the town next door, bring me a donkey, and then I'm going to ride that donkey into Jerusalem to begin Holy Week." And they said, "Well, what do we do if the owner of the donkey says, 'What are you doing?'" And Jesus says, "You tell him, the Lord has need of it." Well, you and I are meant to be those donkeys that Jesus rides in on and proclaims peace and love and joy wherever there is no peace, love, or joy. St. John of the Cross said, "Where there is no love, put love. Then you'll find love." There's a lot of places, if we look, maybe there is a little bit of lack of love, which is really what evil is. It's not a positive force. It's a privation. It's a lack. And we are meant to put love there as a joy. And it is a joy. There's a lot of joy in doing it, isn't there? Okay, number two, the second reading. St. Paul wrote to the Church of Rome almost 2,000 years ago, and he said, "Folks, don't you realize that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" And I think I made this point a couple weeks ago, but it's worth making again, that you and I receive the same Holy Spirit that St. John Paul II got when he got baptized and confirmed. You and I got the same Holy Spirit that Mother Teresa got when she was confirmed. Every holy saint in the Holy Church got the same Holy Spirit that you and I got. And that's pretty extraordinary. That Spirit is this unifying person who brings us all together. It's the Holy Spirit is more than a force. He's a person. And my dear friends, that is what St. Paul is reminding these people, that the Holy Spirit dwells within us and wants to do incredible things. Maybe to point back to the first reading, the Holy Spirit wants to be within us, animating our words, our actions, such that we can bring Jesus where Jesus is needed, such that we can bring peace where peace is needed, such that we can bring love and all of the fruits, all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, of which there are many. We bring all that stuff into this broken world, and then the world is a little less broken. Now, the gospel, what a wonderful reading. Jesus tells us to be little. He says, you want to rest? Be little. Just like a beautiful child. You know, you have to admire, don't you, the heart of a child. A child who just remains there in his or her mother's arms and in total peace. Well, sometimes there's a few eruptions and things and some crying and whatnot. But you know what? A kid gets it. A young child understands without even ever being able to put words on it that he is stands in need. He is dependent. You know, yesterday we celebrate Independence Day, but we remember at the same time we are extremely dependent on the good Lord for everything. For our every breath, you put your hand on your heart. I always have the kids do that. Put your hand on the heart every time it beats. It's Jesus saying, I love you. And we're dependent on the Lord for our every heartbeat, our every breath, our every blink. It's all a gift from Jesus. You know that, don't you? And like, that's, but when we think about a kid remaining there in his mother's arms, utterly dependent on the mother for everything. And there's peace there. There's great trust. There's faith. There's every kid is a bundle of love, you know, and all those sorts of things. And you know, you look at us adults sometimes, and we walk around like we think we have the whole burden of the world on our shoulders. But Jesus says, come, be little, rest, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. It's kind of like God's looking at us saying, aren't you tired of being the Savior of the world? Aren't you tired of being the Savior of your family? Well, guess what? You don't have to be. I am. So now you come and rest. And I guess I'll just end with this. You know, the Sabbath is pretty important. You know, Jesus gave us 10 commandments, and he made a whole commandment just about the Sabbath. And we know that we're supposed to go to Mass on Sunday. And that's one incredibly important way to honor the Sabbath. And if we don't do that, then we're not honoring the Sabbath. Unless during these times, you know, of course, people are tuning in and those sorts of things. But in normal circumstances, it is imperative in order for us to fulfill the third commandment, we've got to go to Mass. And we're better off for having done it. But there's other things we're supposed to do on Sunday too, like rest, be renewed, be recreated. That word recreation means recreation. God creates us anew every Sunday if we let Him. And we can't just let it be another busybody day, you know, where we're sucked up in the work of the house and we end up like busybodies. We're supposed to rest in the Lord, not rest in ourselves, rest in the Lord, rest in Jesus. As a member of His body in the arms of the Blessed Mother, we rest in Jesus. And there's great joy in that. We are renewed, made a new creation according to the Scriptures. And Jesus does it for us. And so some different ideas that I was just thinking of, reading a good, nice, helpful, spiritual, Christian, Catholic book is a wonderful way to allow God to make us new, to create us again. Watch a nice thing of Bishop Barron has this wonderful new series on the different saints. Watch one of those every Sunday or something, you know. A good way to be recreated, renewed, and to rest in the good Lord. To allow it to be a family day. A day of family, a day of faith. And Sunday really has to look a little different, well, quite a bit different from the rest of it. We follow the example of Jesus, who himself rested, who himself was made new, who himself was recreated. All the time. And so let's ask the good Lord to help us. And I just think it's beautiful, especially when we're stressed, when we're worried, when we're busy, all this. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. What a gift. What a gift. That's what he wants to give us every Sunday, if we like him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.